This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, everybody. I am Scott Hannon. Our toll-free telephone number is 800-228-0550. Local number 258-0550. Put that in your speed dial. Text me at 701-367-2054. Todd, the radio god, is ready for your text at 701-226-8503. Remember, you can't touch that now if you're driving in Minnesota, Todd. You go home to see the folks. Don't touch the phone.
New law. I can do the speech to text thing anyway. In my Schwann Buick Regal Tour X, by the way. And don't forget, you can SchwannBuickGMC.com. And if you pop onto SchwannCadillac.com, you can check out the XT6. I love Motor Trend's line about it. Out escalating the Escalade.
Is that
it's
right?
A pretty high bar to set. So check it out, Schwann GMC, BuickGMC.com, or SchwannCadillac.com, either way.
Last night I chatted with Adam Martin of the F5 project on POV.
Love that guy.
If you happen to catch it, yeah, he is great. He's a five-time felon. I told him it's the first time I've ever interviewed a five-time felon. But there's a first time for everything. And the great thing about this is that he's a former felon, and he's got it in the rearview mirror, and he's on doing great things to help others that have, ended up on the wrong end of the justice system and are trying to get out in the workforce. And we need people. So it was a great conversation. Tonight, Senator Kevin Cramer will be my guest on the POV. And then tomorrow night, Kirsten Baszler is going to join me, Superintendent of Public Instruction in the great state of North Dakota, and for a preview of that. You don't have to wait for tomorrow night on TV. You get to hear her right now. She joins us next on What's On Your Mind. Kirsten, how are you?
I'm doing well. Hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing very good. Thanks for the time today. Appreciate it. I wanted to give folks a little bit of a heads up about an event coming up soon. Governor's Summit on Innovation Education, August 14th and 15th in Jamestown. Tell us a little bit about that event.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. This is actually the third annual summit that the governor is having on innovation and education. So really excited. The first event was held in Bismarck. Last year's event was held in Northern Cass, so in a cornfield near Hunter, North Dakota is where that was. And this year we'll be in Jamestown. Really excited about it. We've expanded it from a one-day event to a two-day event to include the second day. First day is going to be solely focused on innovation and education and really meeting our schools and their families, our students and their families and their communities where they are in each and every one of our communities in the state. But the second day will also be dedicated to helping our schools better equip themselves to manage some of the behavioral health issues. So we're partnering with the Department of Human Services to bring day two of this education summit. So really excited about it. I think when we partner with the Department of Human Services, I think it's just a good way for us as state agencies to model and role model and provide some examples of agencies using collective state tax dollars to do what's right for our students, their families, and their communities.
Questions or comments, by the way, welcome for Kirsten Baszler joining us on What's On Your Mind today at 258-0550 or text in your comments as well, 367-2054 for me or 226-8503 for Todd. Innovation education. What would be some examples? What are the things that fire you up most about the way we're being innovative about education in North Dakota right now?
Well, and you know, I appreciate that, and I think it's a question that everyone asks. What does innovation and education look like? We'd have schools call us up and say, "Hey, we want to do that innovation and education thing. Tell me more about that." And what's really unique and wonderful about it is it's going to look different in every community, in every school, and that's the purpose of it. for so long, Todd, we were, or Scott and Todd, we were just under the thumb of the federal government, with No Child Left Behind and the one size fits all approach to the way to do school best. And it was really oppressive and it was really strangling a lot of the career and technical opportunities and some of our kids, you know, wanting to apply what they learn. And so what this innovation in education is helping our communities and their schools and their families and their students say, what is it that we want from our schools for our students? And helping them decide what doing things differently in school looks like for them. It's going to be different in South Park than it will in Oaks, North Dakota. And so that has been really the first step of helping schools and supporting them in a way to understand that there was a bill that was passed in the 2017 session, bipartisan support, fully supported both in the House and the Senate, strong support, that said, you know what, if a school community has an idea about something that they want to do differently and there might be an administrative rule or a specific century code that is standing in the way, if that school board comes up with an idea and the community is in support of it, that we're going to let our schools try to do things differently and provide them the support that they want, that they need to have this happen. And so that was 2017. This year, we're bringing together a lot of those stories. And so at the summit in Jamestown, and I want to encourage, this summit is for everyone. It's for business people. It's for educators. It's for policymakers, whether they're policymakers on a school board level or at a state level in our legislature. It's for families, grandparents that might be interested in what's going on. We want everybody to come out and figure out and help us learn more and help us support our communities. But they're going to be sharing stories about what has worked in their communities. We have lots of great examples. DPI is working with 5 schools very, very closely. We've just completed the first year of our 5-year commitment to each other. Those schools are Oaks, New Rockford, Cheyenne, Northern Pass, West Fargo, and a very unique school community that has been part of this group is YCC, the Youth Correctional Center. So we'll have leaders from those schools sharing about the things that they've done. Oaks is doing something different than Northern Cass. Northern Cass has what they call a Jaguar Academy. It's a school within a school. Their purpose, what their community decided, their profile of a graduate, what they wanted their kids to be graduating with some practical work experiences before they graduated from high school. So they designed a plan where young people are taking their high school courses, the required hope courses, in 7th and 8th grade with the right support and experience and success, not graduating early, but that junior and senior year can actually then be out doing internships and workplace experiences. And so we're hoping to let them experiment what they might want to do while they're still in high school rather than going to college for 2 years and thinking they wanted to be an architect and then going into an architect's office and saying, I never want to do that again. So those are just some of the examples, but there will be lots more examples being shared by these school leaders and the teachers that are actually doing the teaching and instruction, and our students will be there as well.
You know, I've been following closely the whole debate over workforce development and the future and what that brings, and much of the conversation tends to come back to education, both K-12 and higher ed, but there seems to be more and more a focus on K-12 that says basically if we're going to do this and succeed at having the workforce of tomorrow, we really need to start at the K-12 level. And, you know, again, I guess if I had to pick one thing that seems to be the concern, it's that, you know, K-12 is built for kids to go to college, not necessarily built for kids to pick the best career. Is that fair criticism? Is that the way the schools have been built in the past?
That is very fair criticism. And I'm going to say that, again, there was so much oppression during the No Child Left Behind years, 15 years under that one size fits all. I'd say this in the last 4 to 5 years, we've been able to pull away from that. And that's why North Dakota, as a state of education stakeholders, the department led that effort to say, we're not going to be college ready. We don't want our kids to be college ready. We want our kids to be choice ready at the end of their senior year, meaning that whether they choose to go to a post-secondary work, whether they choose to enter the workforce with a certificate or a technical degree, whether they choose the military, we're going to prepare them in K-12 for whatever they choose to do. But we also understand that that choice might be interchangeable. A lot of kids go to, you know, leave high school and say, I'm going to college for 4 years, and they go to college for 2 and have fallen in love with something that has only taken 2 years. It's okay to do that. A lot of kids say, I'm never going to go to college. I'm just going to go do this. I'm going to, you know, learn to be a welder. And they are a welder. They're a great welder. Then they decide, I'm going to go back to business school because I want to have my own welding business. And so we need to prepare them for interchangeable careers. one of the things, again, that I'm most proud of, I've been in office now for 6 years, is really kind of breaking down those barriers between agencies. North Dakota has a career and technical education department that is completely separate from DPI. A lot of states aren't like that. Because they were two separate departments, there was some collaboration, but it has really grown to a level of a new level of collaboration. And with the Career and Technical Education Agency in our department, we have defined, we don't just talk about career exploration anymore. We've broken that down into three different areas. Career awareness, that DPI is really responsible for with their schools. That means that in K through 5, kindergarten through 5th grade, and elementary school, we've got to make sure that our kids are aware of all the careers that are out there. Middle school is going to be career exploration, where they can try different things out, take a shop class, take a fact class, take a marketing class. And then in high school, we really should be focused on those very specific courses. If you want to go into business, you should be taking some marketing classes. You should be taking some statistics classes. That's career preparation. So we don't just leave it up to high schoolers, high school teachers to prepare their students, our students for career. We know we have to start in elementary, middle, and high school.
More with Kirsten Basler, Superintendent of Public Instruction, inviting you, everyone, to Jamestown for the 3rd Annual Governor's Summit on Innovation Education, August 14th and 15th in Jamestown. We'll talk a little bit about Day 2's curriculum when we come back. Don't go away.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardton, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardton Ethanol Plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. This whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase. Simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. High percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardton for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardton. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardton, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Mineral owners, is your mineral management complex? Mineral Tracker makes it simple. Mineral Tracker provides North Dakota mineral owners a simple way to manage their royalty income. Our self-audit feature makes checking your revenue statement's accuracy a breeze, and our map is top-notch, letting you stay on top of all the oil drilling activity on and around your asset. Plus, you can plan your future better using our income projections for your unique portfolio. Go to MineralTracker.com today to activate your free account.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Grand Forks, Stark, Stutzman, Williams, Dunn, Morton, Botno, Slope, Oliver, McLean, Richland, Mercer, Nelson, Bowman, and Ramsey counties in North Dakota, Traverse County in Minnesota, Dewey County in South Dakota, and farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Bismarck, Williston, Hague, Bowman, Dickinson, and Steele, North Dakota, and Ada, Minnesota. View all of these great auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Well, I got some coke in my bourbon, surfing a room like Swayze. No, I ain't drunk, I'm amazed. Yeah, I got that late, way, way back, back. packing my swagger, X-Factor, feeling no pain. I'm at the top of my game.
Is this
darling,
one?
You can't crash my party with your sorries and what always.
Is this one of those guys that we're going to see on the big stage at 11:30 at night in a couple of years, probably?
No, he's a kind of a big deal. Walker Hayes, he's opening up the festivities main stage at Weed Fest today at 5.
Well, he's a big deal. He's not on at 5, though, I'm saying.
Yeah, he's an early act, but he's just getting going.
Yeah.
This song has 97+ million plays on Spotify.
All right. Out there at Weed Fest, 5 o'clock tonight. Somebody just said we shouldn't call it Weed Fest, we should call it Drunk Fest.
Well, yeah, there's that.
There's that, yeah. Please be responsible out there. And just remember, if somebody's in need of help, it's somebody's, son or daughter.
Yep, absolutely.
They could use a little help. Oh, you'll find plenty of customers for that. Anyway, WeFest, let's see, it's Keith Urban and Leanne Rimes and Billy Currington and this fellow today, right?
Yep. Yeah. And then a guy named Tyler Rich. Actually, Tyler Rich starts at 3 today, and then he'll be on the barn stage tonight after Keith Urban.
And there's the rest of us that'll be working.
Yeah, we got a thing. Yeah.
3 o'clock in the afternoon.
I am going to go Saturday just for the Chris Stapleton. Jamie Johnson show.
So. Oh, yeah. We're going to go Keith Urban rest of the way, just because he's the big star tonight. So.
Okay.
Rest of the way on Bumper Music on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by H.A. Thompson & Sons. There's a lot of people within the sound of my voice that look at balance sheets every day, look at P&Ls, look at the expenses, and say, you know, where can I shave 1%, 2%? I can't find anything. And right now, H.A. Thompson & Sons has a perfect solution, and they have really for decades. This works very well because they currently maintain the mechanical heating and cooling systems of about 600 buildings throughout the Northern Plains. And the bottom line is there. You know, bottom line, what your cost is. They're maintaining it. They're fixing it. They're repairing it. They're extending the life of it, and you get a price certain right there. It works great. Their commercial operations are in Fargo, Grand Forks, Gwinner, Newtown, Minot, Bismarck 2, providing services all throughout the region. HATandSons.com. HATandSons.com. All right, back on What's On Your Mind with Kirsten Basler from the North Dakota Department of Public Instruction, Superintendent. We have a question from Charles in Minot for Kirsten. Go ahead, Charles. Your question? Yes, sir.
Well,
go ahead.
I don't have a question. I don't understand why, you know, we have Common Core when we were told we weren't going to have Common Core. All the books say Common Core. We're not teaching critical thinking. Our test scores, you know, I sat there in a meeting with the governor and Kirsten. She's bragging about how great District 8, District 1 of Williston are. When I got the proficiency scores that morning, their proficiency in math was 22% for District 1, 17% for District 8. What has happened in North Dakota's education, we have destroyed it.
You're giving us a bunch to cover there, so I'm going to give Kirsten a chance to respond
to
that. First on Common Core, is Common Core still a thing?
So Common Core is not still a thing. Our local school districts have, I guess this would be a conversation that I'd encourage Charles to visit with his local school district about. All of the decisions about curriculum and or textbooks are chosen. The state does not get into that, nor should we. Our local school districts, school board members approve actual curriculum every year, actually, is how a school board operates. And so if there are textbooks or there are resources and materials, the state doesn't mandate that. A few years ago, we updated on a cycle our math and English standards. We just completed our social studies standards. Working on our art standards right now, and we'll be working on our foreign language standards. So there's that opportunity to update expectations. The Common Core has kind of left the nation. It was an attempt maybe 7 years ago where it began, 8 years ago. It wasn't embraced by the nation. And as far as test scores, I think that's an aftermath from No Child Left Behind and that one size fits all. Obviously, we want our students to do well in math, science, and English, but I think I've heard a resounding cry from the parents that I visit with that they don't want their child identified or labeled by a single test score at one day or 2 days in a year. They're looking for a more well-rounded, robust experience. And so I really hesitate to label any of our schools, our buildings, or our districts in the state a failure or a success, or for that matter, a child. 83% of our children a success or a failure because of one math score or one reading score that is so often touted. I'd say in the last 5 years, our remediation for preparation for kids going to community college has gone down drastically. We have had kids passing more college courses in high school than they ever have before. I think the last count was, since I was in office, we've saved our families and their students over $4.1 million in college tuition because we were able to help them get those college credits while they were in high school, preparing them. We have had much, much more opportunity in our scholarships that our kids are receiving for both career and technical, meaning that they're receiving a more well-rounded, robust education. So obviously we can talk about test scores, and we have teachers and buildings that are working on those vigorously, but I don't think any of our parents want to really reduce their school or their child to a single test score once a year and measure that as the quality of their child or the quality of the school that they're going to.
Charles also mentioned critical thinking, and you know I hear that a lot, and I don't know how you define that, but it's just in general, do you think the majority of educators have a way through whatever curriculum is there in their individual school districts to teach critical thinking?
I think that, again, with the list of the oppression of No Child Left Behind, they had to focus on that bubble score, that test, that math test, that state assessment. They had to focus on that. Now, in the last 6 years, we've been able to relieve that pressure, and our teachers are feeling much more autonomy and much more flexibility to say, okay, you know the content of math and reading. Let's figure out how to solve a problem using that. So they're being much, are we perfect? And we have embraced the system of continuous improvement. Our teachers are much more able to teach critical thinking because they're teaching math, reading, science, and English in problems and in projects rather than just studying and cramming for a test.
Well, I ask you about a couple other quick things. One, the second day of the event we're talking about, the Governor's Summit on Innovation Education in Jamestown, 14th to 15th of August, focuses on mental health and partnerships and trying to get the help necessary in the schools. More and more, it's obvious to me that, teachers are now asked to do a lot more than teach. They're asked to be mental health professionals, and they're not. Is there a way to, address that? Because of however we got there, we're there. And those resources really aren't there in school, so therefore it ends up disrupting education for others. How do we fix that?
I think everyone in North Dakota is pretty well aware of the behavioral health issues and situations that are occurring in our schools. And for right or for wrong, as you said, however we got there, we're there. What I think is really important is for people to understand that the education system can't do this alone. And that's Chris Jones, the director of Department of Human Services, Pam Cygnus, the director of the Division of Behavioral Health at the DHS. We've spent a lot of time working with our governor's office and really figuring out how we can help get our students and their families the help that they need so our teachers have that support. That's the collaboration. Our teachers go to school for 4, 6, 8, 10 years to become educators on strategies and instruction and curriculum and assessment. But we have people in our communities across the state that go to school for 4, 6, 8, 10 years to be behavioral health specialists, social workers, counselors. We've got to partner together so we're not duplicating and using double taxpayer dollars, but we're partnering and collaborating. And that's a part of this.
That's why everybody should be there. Everybody. Thank you, Kirsten.
Time
we appreciate
for the Medora Minute. We're on with Justin Fisk with Medora. I love the musical theme, Justin. Be legendary.
We always celebrate the legend of Theodore Roosevelt at the Medora Musical. And this year we do it in a fun, new way. Include his charge of San Juan Hill in a really different way that people are loving, but we also are celebrating some legends of the Badlands that people are less familiar with. Some of the legendary ladies of the Badlands and the North Dakota Six Pack, some legendary rodeo cowboys from North Dakota celebrated in the Medora Musical this year.
Tell me about the legendary ladies.
We tell the story of some of the hardy women of the Badlands that really helped build this place, folks that raised large families while ranching, numerous heads of cattle, the first teacher in Medora, and really just some of the people that you don't get to hear about a lot.
Explore it, adore it, Medora. Justin, we will chat soon.
Fully from the Badlands.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At night, two of the latest Democratic debates held in Detroit.
He went right around the question. Mr. Vice President, you want to be President of the United States. You need to be able to answer the tough questions. I guarantee you, if you're debating Donald Trump, he's not going to let you off the hook.
That's New York Mayor Bill de Blasio talking to former VP Joe Biden as Biden was repeatedly targeted by many of the others on the stage. Here, he responds to Senator Kirsten Gillibrand after she challenged his record on women's rights.
I came up with the It's On Us proposal to see to it that women were treated more decently on college campuses. You came to Syracuse University with me and said it was wonderful. I'm passionate about the concern making sure women are treated equally. I don't know what's happened except that you're now running for president.
So I understand, Mr. Vice President.
The on-again, off-again Woodstock 50 Music Festival has now officially been canceled. And this is USA Radio News.
Today, Vance Auto Park at your local Adela Gas Truck. Find Shell Road Oil to be your truck and SUV. Just for Adela Gas Truck. This is Shell Road. This Cupcakes Oil Corner Store for I'm cruising to the top down. This is not oil. The country, halfway across tailgate party. World's greatest. This is hauling the oil. Snow and mud. Mountains in the rain. This is climbing mountain oil. Way off the grid. And camping. This is hunting fish oil. This is truck. The Adela Gas Truck. This is Shell Road. This.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
He didn't deserve you, 'cause your precious heart is a precious heart. He didn't know what he had, I thank God. Oh, it's gonna take just a little time, but you're gonna see that I was born to love you.
What if I fall?
I won't let you fall.
What if I cry?
There's Keith Urban. Star of tonight's WeFest lineup at Sioux Pass Ranch, Detroit Lakes, Minnesota. The traffic is really something. Starting about noon today.
Yeah, avoid Walmart, McDonald's, Burger King, Highway Fleet Supply.
Highway 59.
Yeah.
If I was out there, I would just find my way over to Hotel Shore and Pizza there at the corner between Melissa and Sally, and order up a pizza and listen to the music from across the lake, you know.
There you go. Good plan.
All right, we're back on What's on Your Mind. Kirsten Baszler, Superintendent of Public Instruction, is co-hosting this Governor's Summit on Innovation Education August 14th and 15th. I'm going to go there for the Mental Health Day on the 15th, and I would encourage others to as well, because I just think this is one of these things you got to roll up your sleeve and help with. And I've been thinking about that lately. I mean, law enforcement. What are law enforcement trained to do? Law enforcement are trained to protect us. And that includes, okay, where's the bad guy? Where's the threat? How do we defuse it? What do we do, right? Well, now they really need to be mental health experts, too. Because so much of what they do is touched by mental health issues. People that have some significant, might be if you're bipolar, if you're schizophrenic, if you're, you know, they're dealing with all that. Suicidal, they don't. So that's law enforcement. Same thing in education. I mean, you go into public schools today, especially in our larger cities, and the issues that teachers touch have less to do with education than they do with behavioral health. And it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. And we could talk forever about how we got here. It really wouldn't matter. I guess only in the sense of not repeating our mistakes, but we're there. And so this is a huge issue. because the mental health requirements of law enforcement and teachers make it more difficult for them to do their job. More difficult to teach kids. The product of public education is going to be worse if that continues. Same thing with the product of law enforcement, which is to keep us safe, protect and defend us in our communities. But if they're having to be law enforcement officer and mental health expert, wow, they can't do both. So there's nothing easy there about it, nothing easy at all. But I hope folks take that in for sure. We got a boatload of texts that I'll get to. Cavett in Williston wants to weigh in. Is it Cavett? Am I saying that right?
Yes, you got that right.
What's on your mind?
I would like to know how District 1 in Williston can hire a student teacher, unlicensed, with no direct supervision, over a licensed teacher that applied for the same position. And to me, it sounds a little bit like discrimination.
Say that one more time. I'm going to see if I can follow this. Discrimination as what is the discriminating factor? Just start over. Just say exactly what you said again, and I'll try and ask you a logical follow-up question here.
District 1 hired a student teacher with no direct supervision, no teacher over top of her, instead of a licensed teacher that applied for the same position.
And now, why do you say it's discrimination, though? That's where you lost me.
The teacher's applied for multiple positions and has been turned down multiple times. It has just because she has arthritis.
And you know, I guess I don't know enough to comment on that. As much as teachers are in demand, I have a hard time believing somebody's not hired because they have arthritis. But as far as qualifications,
they've been blackballed by this school. Oh, she's qualified. She has her kindergarten credentials. She's fully qualified.
No, but I'm just saying if I'm saying that the person that got hired has a qualification that's seen as a better fit for the particular position, I don't know if that necessarily means they've been discriminated against. But
here's the thing: student teachers are not supposed to be hired until after they completed their student teaching. They're hiring them and they're doing their student teaching in the classroom without supervision.
Got it. Yeah, don't know enough about that particular situation. I'll see if others have a thought on that, Cavett. I appreciate the call. I was glad to see, by the way, that the Governor Burgum and Lieutenant Governor Sanford have called a meeting with the local stakeholders to sit down and talk about the school district issue in Williams County and talk about areas of collaboration. That's happening, I think, on Monday at 1:30. The Governor, Lieutenant Governor, State Superintendent, rather, Kristen Baszler, and school board members, the superintendents, legislators, county, city officials, they're doing that 1:30 Monday at Montreal Williams Electric Cooperative in Williston, a beautiful facility. So look forward to hearing more about that because I think that's very, very necessary. There's no doubt about that. Okay, what else do we have here? We have a whole lot of text that I should get to here, okay? Liberalism created this education system. Funds need to go to private education. First of all, I think the option should always be there for the parent to decide, look, I'm paying taxes, and if I want to take a voucher or get a tax credit and decide to put my child in private schools, I want to do that. That should be the parent's choice. I would be the first to say, though, as much as I love private schools, our kids have been the product of the John Paul II Catholic schools in Fargo since they were in kindergarten, all the way up, all of them, and only one left now, a junior in high school. And they'll all have come through. And, one is a homeowner and got a great job and graduated with incredible grades and accolades from UND. Another one's going to school at Yale, and another one's, as I say, in high school. So they came out of there fantastic. But I don't think you could say, okay, public education isn't working, so we're going to take the money we're spending there and give it to private schools. Private schools are starting to equip for that right now. But I don't doubt that liberalism has played a part in what we're teaching and the outcomes. I'll give you that. Texter says, what really gets me here in Minnesota is people who do speeds in excess of 80 miles an hour. On 94, there is no police presence between Moorhead and Alexandria. I've seen people doing speeds of 95 or more. We were talking earlier about a new law in Minnesota. Can't touch the phone. And you're now going to get a ticket if you lollygag in the passing lane. The passing lane is the passing lane. The driving lane is the driving lane. We'll have less road rage, too. You know what I'm saying? Another texter. Walker Hayes' song, Craig. Check it out if you want a great story about how people can do something small and change someone's life. Yeah? You familiar with that song, Kevin?
Craig, it's called?
It's called Craig, they say. We'll find it for you. And we'll play it maybe after the break here.
Got it.
Texter says, you mentioned you spoke with a five-time felon. Which federal representative was that?
Drop the mic.
That was Adam Martin from F5 Strategies. Love what they're doing. Very good work. When a person passes me, then pulls over to the right lane directly in front of me, that's very irritating. Or in a work zone with a speed limit of 65 and they're going 45. Those two are right up there. Yeah, how about that? They pass you, they pull in front of you, and then they slow down a little bit. They're gonna show off. They're gonna be Johnny big time when they pass you.
Yep.
You know, laying down pedal to the metal. Then get over there. And then, yeah. Oh, I don't want to get pulled over. I don't want to get pulled over. Pretty soon they're crowding your grill.
It's called cruise control. Learn it.
It's called get out of my grill.
Yeah.
What it is? You're in my grill.
That's a good point too.
Hey Scott, you stole my thunder. Says another texter. Being 14 and a half years sober, the percentage of recovering dependents without turning it over to a higher power is slim around me, says Rick. Yeah, that's not only my firmly held belief, I believe it's also the stats that pretty well bear that out. So, texture sent me a meme. Can you do a meme?
Usually a visual, but what do you got?
It's Donald Trump's photo, and there's a storm behind him, and like lightning, okay?
Yeah.
At the top of it, it says, the devil whispered into President Trump's ear and said, you're not strong enough to withstand the storm. President Trump whispered back, I am the storm.
I love it.
Thank you, Gail. I like that. Yeah, I am the storm. Yeah, take him out, too. That's just fine. Just fine. Here's the problem with that passing law. Big rigs, for the most part, are governed at 65 nowadays, and when someone is going 60, all they can do is pass at what seems like a slow pass, a cheating pass. What do you do in that case?
It takes a while for a semi to do the passing, but that's what has to happen.
Texture says, Sleepy Joe would be the hardest for Donald Trump to beat, and after that, nobody else would even be on the scale to beat Donald Trump. See, what do you think Sleepy Joe would be? I think Sleepy Joe would be the, bumbling, stumbling, gaff-prone, he kind of has that aw shucks guy about him, but I just think the act is sort of tired. I don't know.
As opposed to the shoulder rubs and all that stuff.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Paul, you're on What's On Your Mind.
Hey, Scott, how you doing?
Great, how are you?
Terrific. Say, on a previous, just a previous text you read, I wonder if you didn't misinterpret what the texter was saying. He says when people pass you and then pull over in your lane right in front of you, and then as you went on to explain that, you said, yeah, they get past like they're, pedal to the metal, and then they slow down. I think what he's saying is they get past, and they're about 1 second in front of you, a second at your traveling speed, and they slide back in your lane.
Right.
Yeah.
And if you're on a motorcycle, you can hear and you can feel the debris hitting you from those tires. I mean, there's just no margin of safety. They took away your two-second following distance, and you're literally three-quarter or half a second behind them.
I'm with you.
And by no doing of your own.
That's idiotic.
Cancel your cruise.
Don't like it. Yep. Not safe. Exactly right. Road rage follows. I'm totally with you. 100%. Thanks, Paul. Brought to you today by our friends at Schweitzer's. They're the folks with North Dakota raised, ready for the grill burger patties. Wagyu, Angus, They're on South Washington Street by Dan's and Runnings in Bismarck. Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats. Get there today.
Drive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th. What's going to constitute success for you in this event?
What we're looking for is changed lives. That has ripple effect in concentric circles. So when one person's affected, the others around them will be as well. And so we know that this community and this whole region, really, you can draw a circle 300-400 miles wide, needs positive things to occur. We believe that through Christ, that's the best way to start. And so we expect to see positive changes. We expect to see maybe new ideas launched. If there's others that are interested in stepping on board with the human trafficking and helping in that regard, or even in, as we do these and going forward and being a part of the work of them. It is a family event, so it will be geared for families. Even though we're dealing with some of these other issues, it is for families. And so with the camping and everything like that that we will have there, we want families to know it will be family friendly.
Thrive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th at the North Dakota Horse Park. The number is 612-554-4804.
For a few years, you've heard me talking about Every Day Made Better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest, 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnd.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Camp, John Deere, and what?
John 316.
There we go. The backseat freedom, baptized by rock and roll. Madeline grow in the garden of Eden and never grow up, never grow. The rebel in the grave. Keith Urban, the big star. are tonight at WeFest. Got your bumper music going right here on What's On Your Mind. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number to give us a ring. We promise we play Craig, too, by the other fella that's on the stage tonight. What's his name again?
Walker Hayes.
If that isn't a country star's name, I don't know what is, right? Walker Hayes. We'll play that in a little bit here, but he said it was a good message to us. So we're going to see if we can...
I'm looking at the lyrics. Google the lyrics. It really is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Great.
Al is out and about. That's all we know. I don't know where out and about North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana is, but it's somewhere, and Al's listed. What's on your mind, Al?
I'm on my way to Rapid City.
There you go.
I got a comment about trucks, you know, they're governed 65 in the passing lane. I'm a truck driver. So what I do when I'm getting passed and somebody's coming around me at a half a mile an hour, I reach over and hit my cruise control and I bump it down 1 mile an hour or two. At the end of the day, that 2 miles an hour to let that guy go around me is not going to make a big difference. So, you know, it's just a little bit of a little bit courtesy, you know, common sense. Slow down just a mile an hour, and you'd be surprised how much faster they'll go around you at 1 mile an hour.
Al, you need to turn in your man card. I'm just saying.
No, I like it. I like it, Al.
No, he's right. He's right. I mean, you can defuse these things, but sometimes you're just mad at somebody for really, you know, dumb behavior. But you raise a good point. You do. No question about
it. Well, if you're running up against your governor and you can't go any faster, bump it down 1 mile an hour and they'll go around you. You know?
Yeah.
So that's my comment on the whole thing.
That's a good one, Al. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Hey, our Be the Buffalo hotline is looking for people like he's describing, Al, driving to Rapid City. And Be the Buffalo hotline is simply an easy way for you to tell us about somebody doing some good things that has that Be the Buffalo spirit, just like the folks at Oasis Petroleum have, and so many North Dakotans have. So when you see it, say something. Law enforcement officer, great teacher, community servant, volunteer, whatever, pastor. Who has that Be the Buffalo spirit just doing it day in and day out, making the community where you live better because of it? Tell us, 855-200-1776. Okay, we had a listener earlier said, hey, you ought to play Walker Hayes and the song Craig because it's life-changing. Well, wow. When somebody says that, we perk up. So go ahead and roll it. Let's see what this song is all about.
Craig at a church called Redeeming Grace. It's like he understood my I don't want to be here face. I felt out of place and I smelled like beer, but he just shook my hand, said I'm glad you're here. He says we'll all be judged, but he was never judgmental. And even though my songs don't belong in no hymnal, he quoted me my lyrics, slapped me on the back. Said, man, you got a gift. How you write like that? Yeah, I know. He sounds cool, right? Not your typical kid from Sunday school, right? I still ain't figured out church yet. But Craig, I get. Now he can't. Walk on water, turning Napa Valley red. But he just might be tight with a man. Now he's not light of the world, but I wish that mine was bright as his. Yeah, he just might be tight with a man.
Pretty cool.
That is.
Yeah, it's about going to church. Meeting a cool pastor named Craig.
And just being real. How do you know he's the pastor? I didn't get the pastor out of that.
I get that out of that. It's just, you know, not your typical kid from Sunday school, right? I still ain't figured out church yet, but Craig, I get.
Yeah, I think it could just be somebody who's welcoming a church.
That could be too, yeah.
Well, we have a big church, and, you know, whenever there's new people there, I always feel like, because, you know, like after church, everybody's talking. There's people all over the place talking. And if you're new, you're kind of like, oh, I don't know anybody, and you kind of slink out, you know. We do have this welcoming group, and so if you're new, you come in and meet people.
Right.
Then you know them next time you come, whatever. There's nice little things you can do. You don't even have to do that in a church. You can do that anywhere.
Right.
What he's talking
for
about.
For sure.
So, yeah. Walker Hayes, Craig. So thank you for the tip. That was very nice of you to tell us about that. Mike in Tioga, we're going to get you in here last. Quickly, go ahead, sir.
Hey, I don't like country rap, just for the record. I don't know if was that it? Was country rap, but
that kind of is. I'm kind of with you.
Was it little country rap?
Yeah, they call that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't handle it. Makes me want to throw up. Sorry about that. Anyway,
don't do that.
It's a good story for crying out loud, Mike. Lighten up.
Sure,
now.
It's a good story.
Yeah.
Maybe
just go with the story.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What do you guys know about the new renewal for the North Dakota driver's license? My wife's birthday came up. She goes in, my son-in-law says, make sure you take all your credentials because they're going to ask for them. So she goes in, social security number, proof of address, old driver's license, and I can't remember something else. It was like four things. She gets in there. Nope, you don't have everything. You missed your marriage license.
Wow.
Prove that you're married because, you know, her name had changed from her birth certificate.
I've heard a little something about this, Mike. I can't remember, but I tell you what, we're up against the clock now, but I promise we got DOT coming on for something else. I think we were talking road construction and a couple of things with them soon. We'll add that to the list and find out because I heard something about it, but I didn't realize it was that extensive. My goodness. Brought to you in part today by our friends at the Coalition for Secure Energy Future. By the way, anytime today you flip on a switch, just remember, affordable, reliable energy. Thank you, Cole. Thank you, Lignite Industry, for bringing us that. Find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Elise Putlich of Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.